We are going to continue the hour by speaking with Chapel Hill's new police chief. Last week on Friday, the town of Chapel Hill named Salisa Lehue as the next police chief, succeeding Chris Blue, who's going to be stepping down at the end of this year. She's been Chapel Hill's assistant police chief for a while already. She's been with the department since 2004, so a familiar name, familiar voice, familiar face, and she is here in the studio for the first time as Chapel Hill's new police chief, appointed police chief, soon to take over. So Lisa, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thanks, Aaron. Good morning.
So what were your thoughts when you officially got the word that you were going to be stepping up to take over the position?
Oh, excited. You know, this is such a great place to be, and I've been very passionate about this community, and, you know, Chief Blue is leaving us in such a great place, so I'm very excited about moving forward, and what a great opportunity.
I did the 10-second summary, but what is your background for folks who don't know?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with the Chapel Hill Police Department now for close to 19 years, have had experience in leadership in almost every division, and have really, it's just been a really awesome opportunity to really have experience in each of those different fields. So originally from Canada, and so moved down to Chapel Hill knowing that this would be a really great place to be, university town, culturally diverse. So really have enjoyed it here.
And you grew up in Sault Ste. Marie. My whole mom's side of the family is from the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, really? So, yeah. Oh, then you know where that is.
I know where that is, yeah. First female police chief in Chapel Hill's history. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, I think women are a great contribution to law enforcement. So, you know, I'm happy to have this position and create great leaders behind me and those behind them.
What values do you bring to policing and law enforcement in general, and to this role in particular, and how does that correspond to what Chapel Hill already has in terms of its police department?
Absolutely. Respect, trust, and community. We're going to continue to build a robust program for our officers, concentrating on health and wellness of them, and a robust recruiting and retention program, and, you know, trust within the community, continue those great relationships that Chief Blue formed, and continue to maintain those and grow in those areas.
Speaking with Salisa Lehue, currently assistant police chief, soon to be police chief in Chapel Hill when Chief Blue steps down, and you mentioned him as your succeeding Chief Blue, who's been police chief for more than a decade. What are your thoughts about Chris Blue as you step into his shoes?
Oh, we're really going to miss him. And like I said, he's leaving us in a great place, and we're going to continue the path that he's put us and the department on, and continue to grow in all areas. And, you know, he's just been a phenomenal leader.
What policies or what areas of the police department do you want to change or improve or make better?
You know, I think we're going to concentrate on that health and wellness of our officers. We're going to continue and build on our community relationships, and you know, I think recruiting has been a challenge over the last few years. So we're going to continue to really make sure that we are doing best practices in the field.
Beyond recruiting and retention and mental and health wellness for police officers, what other challenges do you face, does the department face, does law enforcement in general face right now, and how do you hope to meet those challenges?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great opportunity to be in law enforcement right now. There's, you know, a lot of reforms and change, and we're growing as a profession. And so, you know, I think it's just a great opportunity. So I think continuing down those paths that we're on and really listening to understand and make sure that we're working with our community in all the areas that we see challenges in.
In terms of building trust with members of the community and fostering the relationships that already exist, what are your plans to continue to do that?
You know, I think you know, we've talked about recently about officers being visible in the community, especially on Franklin Street, and, you know, just that that continued partnership and building on how we find, you know, short and long-term solutions, and really participating in conversations with our community partners, and just being at the table.
Other key priorities for you heading into the new position? When actually do you start?
January 1st.
So literally the first day of the year.
The first of the year, yes.
What are your top priorities?
You know, I think, you know, like I mentioned, Chris Blue has really put us on a great path, and I want to continue to follow that path and strengthen in those areas that we've mentioned, like recruiting and retention, and continue to build those relationships and, you know, especially around. It's been a difficult time for those in the law enforcement profession over the last several years. So to really look at making sure that our officers are healthy and have a good programming in place.
Speaking with Salise Salehu, about to become Chapel Hill's police chief starting at the beginning of next year. Anything else that you want to say to residents in Chapel Hill that we haven't said yet?
Just that I'm so passionate about this community. It's where I've raised my daughters, and I've felt so welcomed here since day one, and I'm looking forward to working with everybody.
She's been in Chapel Hill with the police department since 2004, going to take over as police chief on January 1st. Salise Salehu, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.